Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Phil. We have an expression which is all about making money from something. It's to cash in on something.
Cash in on something. Can you give an example of something that you can cash in on?
Okay, the weather was quite good this summer, so I grew lots of vegetables in my garden. There are far too many for me to eat, so I'm going to cash in on them and sell them at a local market.
It sounds like you're cashing in on the great summer weather we've had.
I'll also be cashing in on the fact that people like fresh, healthy, natural food.
You are a real entrepreneur, aren't you? You know when to cash in on things.
Well, knowing when to cash in on something is important if you want to work in business.
Let's hear some more examples.
As a company, we are planning to cash in on the increasing demand for electric cars by launching our own model.
We decided to open the cafe by the station to cash in on all the commuters walking past.
The singer cashed in on her success by launching a range of merchandise.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learner English, and we're learning the expression cash in on something. We use it to talk about taking advantage of a situation to make money. It's often used to talk about businesses making money from fashions or trends.
Yes, and we don't always need to use on and an object if it's obvious from the context.
So, if you see a new trend, why not cash in?
I'm just wondering, do you think there could be a trend for homegrown vegetables?
I'm not sure. I think you should just cash in now. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this, you know, moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.